Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Come on, Paige, name it.
I don't know this.
Huh? Huh? You don't have it yet? It's one of my favorites by him. Come here, give me a facial.
Okay. Oh.
Put some serum on my forehead.
He's talking to me this time.
Yes. Fat Boy's got the best serum.
Is this a little Manson for you?
A little Manson for your ass.
Yeah, yeah, I like this one. Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, where's Twiggy?
The nobodies. Yeah. I think she just fell asleep on me.
I think she did.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
She just checked out.
He was acquitted, right? Or the charges were dropped, so we're like cool again.
Well,
again,
yeah,
right?
They didn't have enough evidence in the past allegations because first she came forward years later.
Yeah, we got in trouble for that a couple weeks ago. Somebody called in and said, why are you talking about Marilyn Manson when he's been accused? And it's all over the internet. And, well, that person hung up.
The burden of the proof.
That person called in wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey, though, oddly enough.
Yeah.
We only see what we want to see.
Paige rode a motorcycle to work today.
It's kind of like, Paige.
What is your problem with my jacket?
When did you get your cut, though? You're just wearing the plain jacket now.
I know. She just got the bottom rocker.
She's going to go to a party tonight in Spartanburg. The, what was the thing? The OJ thing. I don't know if I said it on the air. I told Fatboy. I started watching Porter.
American Manhunt.
Yeah. And I was like, there's a couple things in here I did not realize. Like, this is right informative. I enjoyed it. I had to look away from some of the photos.
A lot of botched testimony and practices. And
but the thing though with Mark Furman, you remember him? He's like what the documentarian or whoever says, what do you want to say to people that think you're a racist? He's like, what can I say? I'm always going to be a racist to them. There's nothing I can say right now that will change anyone's ideas about me.
Well, no matter
but
what,
he also didn't deny it, which was the weird part for me. He's like, he didn't deny it. It's like, what am I supposed to say? They think I am. I guess I am.
It was
what
the part where he said, I haven't done anything meaningful with my life since then. Professionally. Right. Yeah, like he just hasn't. I knew he tried to be an electrician for a little bit, but it's like that always stuck with him.
Well, I mean, but then remember, he's like, oh, I didn't really mean that, though. I was helping that lady research for a play she was writing. I was like, come on, Mark.
As bad as what it was that he said, ironically, if you said it now, it would cycle out. That's just how it works.
That's lyrics of a song that they would play sometimes. You might hear it in the Super Bowl. halftime show.
Oh,
he ended up getting the school out of us. I guess it worked out.
He did. He Furman University near the resort pages.
No, you didn't.
Opening in TR. All right. 1-800-774-0093. Coming to TR, Le Pertole. Little bungalows.
So you got to wear a leather jacket to get in, though.
You have to wear it. You got to have the cut to get in.
You got to have a butterfly knife.
You got to know the secret word.
What's the secret word?
Hello.
Oh.
That's how you get in. All right. They're all anonymous, so pick one and we'll roll with it. The all advice show.
You want an anonymous female, maybe?
Sure.
Yes. Hello, anonymous female.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. So I am in need of some advice.
I can't tell if I like your voice or not yet.
I think I do.
Oh, no.
No, I
think I'd like it more if I were by myself in here.
Bye.
I think that's what it is. It's like if it was just you and I talking, I would appreciate it more. But now it's like I'm in an orgy phone call.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But I like it.
Here's what I need some help with, though, if y'all don't mind. I've got a great aunt. She's 76 years old, yeah. And she has no filter on her mouth. She says whatever she wants anytime. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she has done my whole life is just constantly criticize me, the way I look, my weight, my hair, how I raise my kids, you name it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she does this to everybody, but the rest of my family somehow just laughs it off and lets her do it. And they're just like, oh, that's how she is. But honestly, I've hit a point where I'm sick of it and I'm done with it and I don't want to be around her. And if I tell my family that, or I do something to not be around her, I'm going to catch issues. Yeah, and I don't want to cause a huge fight in the family. Yeah. So how do I handle this?
Well, the first thought is, like you said, I mean, people go, oh, she's in her 70s. She doesn't have much time left. But you said she's been doing this your whole life, and you sound like you're in your 20s, I'm guessing?
Yeah, late 20s, let's say.
Okay. quit talking, fat boy. You're messing up my fantasy.
That was her.
Oh, what? So, is it? No one else seems to be bothered by it. So that probably means you're catching it more.
Maybe because I'm one of the youngest in the family. I mean, they say that she has earned the right to say whatever she wants because she's old. Yeah, I don't believe that either. I'm not into that.
Are we talking like an old 76 or like a spry 76 where she could last probably another 25 years?
Oh, I don't think she's got 25 in her. She's doing okay, but she's an old acting 76, you know? Mm-hmm. She's not one of the cool ones.
Is she just hypercritical, or is she really getting dementia and getting kind of anger issues?
That's a fantastic question. I don't think so, because she has done this, I mean, since I was like 8 or 9. I can remember her telling me I was too skinny, and she would like pay me to eat and gain weight.
God, I had the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I had a relative that was kind of like that everything that I did was all wrong, and, you know, I had to be perfect, and I walked in the room, and it's like, you need lipstick, or I don't like those pants, or I don't like what you're doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I asked other family members if I was the only one that she attacked, and it turns out that she did that to everyone. And I thought it was just me, but she was just, that's just her personality.
And plus, a lot of other people might not admit to it, you know? They don't want to show that they're sensitive toward that kind of stuff. But after a while, though, it, like, gets to you. And if no one says anything to them, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And they think it's funny. Like, I'm the one that says what I think. And that's so weird.
Yeah.
People, I respect you, man. You say what you're thinking. But to a point, that is not good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree with you guys. Like, I love her honesty when it's truly, you know, about a subject or whatever, but I don't love her picking me apart.
Right.
How much longer am I supposed to take this until she's gone? Like, I don't know if I should call her out or just skip family events. I can't figure out what direction to take. that's not just going to give me issues with somebody.
Yeah. Being old does not give you a free pass to treat people like crap.
And I'm going to tell you, when you have somebody who verbally picks you apart, especially with the weight thing, because at my situation, I was underweight. And I don't know why everybody would say, well, I don't see you as a ballet dancer. You're not lanky enough. You need to stop. You know, and I wasn't eating. Yeah. It was just like, why can't you love me the way I am? Why do I have to be perfect?
Yeah.
Is there a way you could?
It's not going to happen. Nobody's going to be. I just don't. I just don't know how. It's such a weird situation because this is your family, you know, one of your elders, like you guys said, you're supposed to respect, and so.
I think that's where you have to like stand firm. You tell them, look, I love y'all. But I'm not going to keep putting myself in a situation where I feel like crap every time I leave. Like, when you go around your family, that's when you should, not that you're not putting on, like, you know, you're not dressing up or whatever, but you should not put on any airs when you go around your family. It should be the most comfortable place you can go with not, but then this is the thing. And you're not asking them to change. You're not telling them that they have to stop hanging out with Aunt so-and-so. You're just saying you don't want to deal with it anymore, and that's just a boundary you set up. It's not an argument.
I mean, some criticism is good, and other, you know, from family members, if it's warranted. Otherwise, it's abuse.
I just think anybody that makes you feel like crap after a while, like, you just remove yourself from it, and I mean, this is obviously bad that it's gotten to the point you're calling us and you're like, what the hell should I do with this thing? But
because, you know, if you're focusing on everything that you do negative, it's not getting you anywhere. I would just say, how about positive reinforcement if I walk in this room? Because I'm going to walk out if I hear something.
It's an awful
answer. No, I would say I'm going to walk out if I hear one thing negative come out of your mouth.
For instance, my mom will say, you need to get your beard trimmed. I don't like it when it's that bushy. And I've said to her, good, because I'm not trying to attract 70-year-old women.
Yeah, I don't want my mother to love me.
Backhand me. But, you know.
It just happens.
Think about it this way. If this aunt was like a coworker, would you keep spending time with someone who made you feel like crap after you saw them every time?
No, not in a million years. I would tell them where to go.
Boom.
That's a good question.
Exactly.
There it is. Now, it's different if it's your mom, but if this is an aunt, and not even a great aunt. I mean, is she really that great? No. Decent aunt, we'll call her.
Do you ever want to give it back to her, like, you know, passive-aggressively? And it's not great advice, but you feel like it's a small victory if you're like, you know what? I'll give her a little jab here or there,
boundaries.
See how she likes it.
I've done that, and it doesn't end well.
Hide her purse and make her think she's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, when people are
something fun like that
picking
like
on that. Me, I would go, well, let's talk about what you're wearing, lady.
Yeah.
And your shoes are hideous.
Yeah, but then she's going to be the bad person because she's the young person messing with the elder. And there's that thing about something happened back in the day. It may have been Alzheimer's, dementia, all that stuff, where you respected the elders, but now the elders are looked at as, well, y'all are just crazy.
Or they don't know any better. That's a big one, too.
They don't know. Well, it's different in their time.
Yep.
Are you in the toilet right now, man? I thought I heard a toilet just flush.
Oh,
okay.
Tread lightly. She might poke you in the chops.
I know. She's spicy. Give me. I would just be honest with everybody, because chances are you're going to have a couple allies in that. Some people don't like it either and just hadn't said anything yet.
And just tell her, you know, I love you, but sometimes the way you speak to me, it makes me feel bad when I leave. How about you not do that to me anymore? Or if you
don't want to come off like a bitch.
Unplug her oxygen.
Yeah, that's what you do. Or say, let's go to counseling, and then we'll find out who's really crazy in the family. It's not going to be me. It's going to be you.
Yeah.
I mean, all that makes sense. I guess I need to stop worrying about what everybody else is going to think about me or if they're going to get mad at me and just, you know, just start worrying about, like, my own mental health and my own peace with all this. I don't have to.
Damn right.
I don't have to put myself in those situations, I guess.
Exactly. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You have to make the best of every day.
Yeah. True.
Good advice, Paige.
Hell yeah.
Where were you this morning?
Wouldn't have thought of that one.
At 5 a.m. when I was like, God, I got to go do this.
I actually did just get guaranteed tomorrow, so. Yeah,
there's that. Yeah, God just emailed. Says tomorrow's happening.
God said, love the show. Do one tomorrow. I said, thank
God's
you.
God's going to give you
Anonymous,
extra.
Good luck with all that, though.
Well,
I hate
thank
that
you.
She made you feel like crap.
Well, we'll get past it. We'll get past it. She's she don't have much time left. That's terrible.
Standing on the cord.
I think it's probably age and illness speaking for her. And I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. That's a good way to take it. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
All right,
that's
my dear. Have a good morning.
Thank you all so much.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Hope we don't see you on the news for offing your aunt.
No, don't do that.
No.
Woman offs her aunt. More at 11.
But, like, man, I mean, there's always been that one, and I hate to say it, because I'm the least sexist person in the room. That's Paige. But
it really is.
If it was a man, it would be a far different thing. But because it's the woman talking about everybody, then it's kind of like, well, it's just, that's this Aunt Tilly.
There would have been a fight if it were, you know, like an uncle and a dude. Like, there would have been some fists.
Yeah.
And maybe the aunt doesn't see it. And maybe she thinks she's really giving her good advice and she doesn't see how it's
or
hurting
everybody
other
else
people.
Laughs yeah. And it kind of eggs her on a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, mean lady. Okay. But also, older people also don't realize that they're talking as loud as they are. So I have to tell my old mom that sometimes. She won't mind me saying this. But
I know what I'm saying.
You're saying it too loud. They're going to hear you saying it. Well, I was just wondering. I don't know if I can say that to them. I'm like, no, you can't, and you shouldn't. Absolutely not. Nothing bad, but just like, you know. She wanted to ask a family member why they were so short one time. And I'm like, no,
how
don't
they
do
gonna
that.
Be responsible
they
for
don't,
that.
You didn't get that on my side.
No, I mean, that's literally, she's like,
how?
When did you get so short?
I know I was related to a dwarf. Why are you so little?
You cut your legs off or something.
There's a text that sounds just like my grandma now. I love her, but I hate being around her. Every time I'm around her, she makes me feel like I'm so less than. Wow. That's such a great
show. She don't know any better. We
my
said
mom
it.
Was that way, and then I would try to say, you know, I don't have to put up with this. And she goes, she would go on the same thing.
Yep.
All you do is want me dead. No, I don't. I want to keep you alive. Cheaper to keep her.
That's not about mothers. That's about women. That you're married to, I thought.
Isn't it? I thought it was.
No, it's about everybody.
Well, what is the milk and the cows are free about then? Your mom?
Oh, God. That's about having sex.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
Morning show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday.
Come on, say it right.
Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
Really was, because, you know, it's a situation a lot of people deal with.
I was talking about my trip to the restroom.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, good. What did I learn? Mm-hmm. I can do it in 7 minutes and come back and be here back on time.
I mean, if I see a payday on the floor later.
Payday?
That's not the... Okay. What's the one that's got just the nuts on the outside?
Baby Ruth.
Oh, I get them mixed up.
No, Baby Ruth's... That's Baby Ruth's covered in chocolate. A payday is covered in peanuts on the outside.
Okay. I don't eat either
what
one, so I get them mixed up.
What are you thinking, Foy?
I was more like a half box of Raisinets. Like, I was part goat down there. It was wild.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
And they have guests down there, like in the big conference room down there. They have, like, clients down there.
Right now?
Yeah. And, you know, it's all glass, so you can see me walk in there and then, like, 5 minutes later walk out. And I could tell I'm feverishly running in there, and then I walk out with a little stroll, like, all right, got that knocked out. That was good.
Plus, the one you like to use, I think, is the one that's reserved for...
It's only for guests, but I feel as though I'm a guest here.
You know, you would have been great if they're like, you know, you really got to go, and they're like, hey... You want to meet one of the Rise guys? Because he's here right now.
And he leaves the cloud behind.
But they don't want to shake my hand because they know I just...
No, this is on the way.
Oh.
Like, this is like impeding you getting there.
I would be very honest with them.
And they do one of these handshakes where they grab, you know, both hands on yours and shake it real hard. And you feel like, oh, my God, it's going to come out right now.
Just trust me. You want to dab me. That's it. Like, do a little bit of that and then boom. That's it.
Are you going to the bathroom? Because I'll be honest with you. I'd love to go with you if I'm being truthful.
You just make me want to wash my hands right now.
No, I'd buy.
Oh, God.
You take a dump too?
No.
What would you do if they're like, this is a client, spends a lot of money. They got to go at the same time.
I would let them go first.
That's where they want to go.
Like, oh, no.
By all means.
Can't do it. I might have to miss out on that big check.
I would be honest with them and tell them that I am a weirdo when it comes to public restrooms. I really am.
I think that's why I don't go in there, because so many people use it.
Yeah, but you don't have to sit down all the time for everything. That sucks.
But, you know, they could do both things at once.
Am I getting sympathy? I love this. This is hard being a woman.
I sing that every day.
It is
how
hard.
It sucks to be a woman. I don't know it to be, but like to putting on makeup and...
Yes,
well,
makeup.
That doesn't suck.
Not leaving wipes out for male gentleman callers.
That's because they're dumb.
When Paige talked about yesterday makeup, every woman has to have every piece of makeup that exists.
Oh, yeah.
Even if what you're...
Especially now, with they get your real like skin tone color.
Yes.
Used to, well,
it
hopefully.
Was just, yeah, but used to, it was just like one makeup for everybody. And they're like, you know what? Black women could use some makeup, too. Also, Italian women with that olive-type skin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you need some makeup, too. And, like, how did Mary Kay and all them for years not realize that? It's kind of wild. Did they want to just make white people makeup? Is that what it was?
That's probably all it was.
I mean, there should be a shade of every color that you can put on somebody.
Those little soft balls color. You blend your foundation with, you got to have four or five
the puffs?
Of those. Yeah.
Those, like, tiny little liberators. From the sex shop.
I use the puffs kind of to brace myself when I'm doing lips or eyes. What are you doing?
I haven't
doing?
Done lips in years.
Lining them, putting lipstick on them.
Can we do a quick little shout out for P1 Captain Rex and his 31st birthday?
Absolutely. 31?
Fatboy, when he read this text, I was like, man. I have forgotten about that because it got to a point where we were having to do it every day.
Mm-hmm. Every
and
day.
It kind of became annoying. But now that people have thought we don't do it anymore, it's not annoying anymore. So let's do it for him.
Okay.
Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday, go, yourself. Happy birthday, you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I kind of have that nostalgia feeling about that. We haven't done that in a while. Made
well,
me happy.
We were going to do a Spanish version that we have yet to record, but it's on the way.
I hope so.
For mi amigos out there.
Yes. Me too, amigos.
Me Spanish amigos.
And our Canadian friends as well.
Yeah, me.
You're going to do it in French?
Nope.
Oui, mon frere.
Nope. Freedom fries.
I'm not,
we serve
I'm
here.
Not your brother.
Freedom
fries.
No. Freedom dressing, freedom fries.
We don't have time right here, but can I ask you about something that you probably thought I forgot about that might have happened over the weekend? Madman?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I want to know.
Can
this
we?
Juicy.
I thought we had a understanding about things. Like, we don't serve those hot balls up anymore. Not hot balls, like hot potatoes, I should say.
I thought it was in line with the kind of what we were talking about before earlier. Like, this came up, so why wouldn't this come up too? Might be, unless you think it's bad luck.
I don't remember the
previous.
Oh,
do tell, mon frère.
The conversation. Oh, about the old lady?
Oh, no. Like, conversations in the past as far as maybe your social life goes now.
Oh, is this like
social calendar?
Going downtown?
I mean, I don't know. That's kind of what I want to find out.
Are you talking about oral sex?
He is.
Oh, okay.
I'd say anything, man. I'm just trying to
hand me
watch
my scuba gear. We're still friends, though, right, Paige?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was reassuring.
Fat boy, come here. Hold my ankles. All right. We will.
Again. So I got those hooks for your shoulder pads.
I really don't know what you're talking about, though, but I'm fine with it. It's fine. I don't care.
Well, you know, if there's like a...
Listen to that, evil. I've never heard that from you.
I'm kind of nervous now.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I have no idea. I'm just being obnoxious.
Oh. Okay.
I think there's like, there might be a, you know, a Tinder update.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
coming
yes.
our way.
That's what I thought you were implying.
I didn't want to completely blindside you with it, you know.
Well, if we come back from this break and I'm not in here, you will know my answer. All right? That's the big hangover. Find out if I'm still here when we come back. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Ooh.
He's actually not in here.
I see how you're moving.
I'm under the desk.
Oh, he ran away.
You got me.
Listen to this. Get you in a mood.
Is this going back to the conversation earlier about wanting to do the teeter-totter with Fatboy Night, Paige?
Did you figure out what that is, Paige?
I know what a teeter-totter is, sir. I did a teeter-totter-a-thon.
Sounds illegal.
No, it was for the American Heart Association.
Oh.
I'm surprised your hair's not slicked back in that jacket.
I'm serious.
What is your obsession
with
that?
You're dressed like you would abduct a toddler at a Harris Teeter.
Amber alert.
That's her teeter toddler. No, it looks hip.
You had a bunch of kids and those suckers.
Do you have on a shirt that says, if I take this jacket off, the bitch fell off or something?
I have on a...
I'm trying to run out of time before we get
to... sheer black sleeves and black pants and a black leather jacket. That's what I'm wearing.
You going to some, like, girl rally or something today.
What do you mean?
Like, you just look like you...
Or she's going to a lesbo biker bar for lunch.
Kind of that.
You sound like lesbian today?
Call me Charlie.
Hey, man.
Hey, baby.
Well, you have the roast beef, and she'll have the same, if she's lucky.
Paige, when's the last time you rode an Indian?
By myself?
Lord.
Well, I think it's all...
The last motorcycle I rode was a Kawasaki.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds American.
A rocket for your crotch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. We've got 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I think it's only fair, you know, because we talked about the woes of Tinder.
Whoa.
But I remember you saying that you had something lined up for this past weekend.
Yeah.
A situation.
I did. A situation was set up.
Ooh.
So I assume.
That's when I saw the protest. When I was talking about that yesterday, that's what took me downtown.
Did the protest enhance or...
Yeah, I felt like it didn't make it awkward.
It left for some interesting people watching, and it also kind of opened up where someone is maybe politically minded when you're watching something like that happen, and you're like, all right, I don't want to say no. I want to let them say it first.
Oh, and how did that turn out?
Good. We're pretty much dead on when it comes
to... Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's an
ding, icebreaker.
Ding, 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 ding.
It was kind of an points. Icebreaker, like, gosh, what's going on here? What do you think about this? It's like, all right, yeah, me too. Cool.
Is this the thing where you kind of took the lead? Like, I'm going to plan where we go.
Yep.
I'm going to pay for it.
I'm not Dutch.
You know, some people do the half. Like, we're both invested here. She's going to pay half. I'm going to pay half. Because even though you're paying, it's not guaranteed that, you know.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, were you expect?
I don't know.
Like, yes. Because.
Wow.
I'll tell you one of the... That was the first date I've went on, and I'm not joking to you, like 2+ years, maybe going on 3. No joke. I even asked Rob Ineri where to go, and he don't know anything.
Well, explain. I mean,
I'm kidding. He gave me a great
you
idea.
Expected that you would hook him up?
No. I'm joking. She ordered her meal, and she said something about no onions, and I was like, ha-ha, good. Because I'm going to try to get some sugar later.
Oh, damn. A little forward. Okay.
In a fun little southern kind of guy way.
And she
didn't balk at that.
Oh, that's because she likes it.
She didn't, like, have her remote control car come pick her up like that one commercial is. The guy says,
I love that commercial.
I left my wallet at home, so sugar mama.
There'll be no sugar for me, baby.
He says, you're a lot shorter in person.
I think at first she thought I was doing a diabetes joke. But I was like, no. No, it was...
It sounds like it ended well.
Well...
Who says it ended? She's right here right now. Honey.
honey.
Do you mention that, well, she probably mentions to on her end, but does that come up that this is the first date in a couple of years?
Oh, I said it. I didn't want to act like, well, plus on there it says new here or newly here or whatever.
Okay.
And to me, that's like, you don't want to necessarily go out with somebody who's been on there like for years.
Why?
Calls.
Frequent flyer.
That's me. I've dated for years.
You ain't been on Tinder ever.
I will never go on Tinder.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yep. Look, there's got to be some women that agree to go on there to, like, you know, even out the ratio.
Yes. What's so bad about it? Because I'll tell you, when I first, I didn't realize, and people think that I maybe I'm just naive. I swear. I didn't realize that most people look at Tinder as just like a hookup thing. And there's a lot that use it for that, like the one I showed Fatboy earlier. A woman had a picture of her laying there in lingerie and then just pictures of her feet. That was it.
Which is odd, but I guess works.
Weird.
I'm just looking for a nice guy.
Well,
they don't exist.
I don't. We work together. You're right. Thank you, Fatboy.
Bull crap.
Everybody's got their little games or motives, and I just
bull stud.
Yeah, maybe you met a good one. I'm not being jaded.
She don't want a nice guy. She's joshing you.
She want a bad boy.
I do like bad boys, but I like people that are fun and not drama.
Do you feel like there was like when you're having the conversation back and forth, there was equal input? Like you feel like you know enough about each other? Instead of like you did all the talking, you don't really know much about her or vice versa.
It's probably equal. It's probably pretty equal. Yeah.
I guess the big question is, does she know like what you do?
Oh boy.
Yeah, that came up before.
Okay.
Before you went out.
Yeah.
Like you just say, hey, what do you
do? Yeah.
I tell people I work customer service at a digital marketing firm.
Oh yeah, I didn't tell her the truth.
I tell people I'm in sales, communication sales.
Yeah.
Which I am at customer service when the phone rings. Yeah.
I told her that I own Gilstrap Family Dealerships.
Yeah, smart. She probably said, punt it.
Because then you have more money.
She's looking for a Mitsubishi plug-in hybrid, and you're like, hey, I know where you can get one.
So I'm trying to talk her. I said, you only got to put down like $214.
Now, here's the thing.
But that's only for the first 301, so you better get them.
Okay, that's good.
I like that.
Good advice.
I told her I talk for a living, and then I was like, oh, what does that mean? You're an auctioneer? I'm like, that's interesting you said that.
That'd have been fun. Did you try to do the auctioneer voice?
I sang the John Michael Montgomery song to her about the Grundy County auction.
When you set up through the tender, are you off it now? Like, when you communicate with her, is it
You think it's like you go out one time, and you're like, well, I've...
I'm going to quit. I found the
I got on there earlier just to, I do that specifically for you when I got on there earlier cuz you enjoy looking at some of the photos are just ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the chick put the foot picture up.
The foot picture up there, like she's definitely just
looking
up. I mean
if she has pretty feet, why not?
But then the young lady that I went out with, she's like, let's talk about what you put on your Tinder. And I was like, okay, what? And she's like, well, what are you looking for? And I was like, I don't know. Somebody to experience life with, all that stuff. And when I first put it on there, I put short term but open to long. In my mind, that meant I'm not necessarily looking to pop back into something 100% or run to the City Hall and get a marriage license.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But just like, I'm not against that way down the road. But for right now, I'm open to some short-term fun. Well, on short-term fun on Tinder means banging.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. That if I saw that in your profile, like, okay, next.
But at least that tells you I'm interested in banging, but maybe would date you further. But so I said, you know, I had that on there, and then I just changed it to new friends. Well, that also means that you're just looking for new friends. And she said, guys will put new friends on. I hope she doesn't. Actually, she doesn't listen, which is
that's good.
A plus. Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the show?
No.
She probably
that's
doesn't
even
know.
Better.
I kind of appreciate that. But now you know what I'm saying. Not in a... Because then it's more... Like, I can't listen to her at work.
So is it too early to have the conversation of, and I don't think it's, you know,
sounds, we're going off again if that's what your question is.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
I always
asked her that halfway through, and she smiled and said, I hope you was going to ask me that. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, do you?
I'm going to walk out without paying then. Mm-hmm.
I always find that men always say, I don't want anything, I don't want any commitment. But there are the ones that move first for, like, commitment.
Yeah,
like, you know, they always do. And you're like, hey, can we slow down a bit? Because I don't know what you want.
I didn't know if you were, like, you know, going to say, look, is this exclusive after the one?
Oh, God, no.
Well, like, some people are like, are we dating other people still? Or, like, what is this? Plus, well,
it's just guys, they don't want you to have sex with other guys. That's it.
Like, are you still?
Like, we can do whatever we want, but I don't want you to sleep with anybody else.
Paige is interrupting all my great questions.
He really is.
Like, are you still on the app now? I feel like you shouldn't be on the app.
Well, Now you're making me feel weird. That did cross my mind, but like it's just. Well, this is going too far. This is where I'm glad she doesn't listen.
I feel like you got to consider all this.
Well, it's not. I mean, it was a
you
second
date. You had one date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what if you found out she was still on the app, but you were dating? Say you dated two or three times, but she's still on the app.
Well, why can't she date other people?
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm not looking at it like that. Like, I'm really not. I'm not in any kind of big race to do. And she kind of said the same thing that I've been thinking all along. Like, not even from a, like, biblical standpoint, but just, like, if what you are to find will find you. Not right. That you just sat around and wait for it, but, like, what you are supposed to, the situations you're supposed to be in will find you.
Well, why can't you have fun? And then, you know, if it turns into something great, then so be it.
Yeah.
If we date for 2 months, I would be like, this is pretty regular. We both should be off the app.
That's probably fair to say, but this is the first, and I don't know if she believed me when I said it. I said, you are my first Tinder date of all time, and this is the first app I've ever been on of all my life. And that's hand to God true.
That's good, though. They like that.
Fresh meat.
Knowing their first, like, oh.
Yeah, but I figured the first few would be kind of lumpy, you know, not them, the people, but like the situations, like, it was a nice little flow.
I think you got the first one like out of the way as far as like the awkwardness because of the protest.
You know what? The people I like, I want somebody that I can spend a lot of time. You know, when you spend time with someone and you do absolutely nothing and it's not overly planned and you have a great time and you have like chemistry.
And they have a hot body.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hot body.
If you have a hot body, would you hold it against me? Is that what you say?
They're a great body.
I need you to give me a heads up if you think there's ever a point she might listen so I can be a little less crass. So it doesn't look as bad on you.
You said the same thing for my mom, yet you've not curtailed any of that yet.
I think I got it pegged when she listens. So I'll behave in the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, 9 o'clock hour, I was going to say. I'm still dozing when you're doing your teen season stuff.
I woke up at 7 and heard your foul mouth friend over there.
No, it was good. But I would like to maybe not talk about it quite much.
Look, I'm cool with it. I just wanted to.
Just because of. You know, I don't, it's not a reality show in a sense. It's more just like my life and, you know, kind of like everything we all talk about in here, but.
I get it, man. You want to do a different approach than what you've done all these years before, which I agree with now.
If it works.
Because I questioned before, I'm like, man, why are you throwing this out there? I know it's your life, but this is much better.
I mean, ultimately, what is your goal long term, other than just
get laid
marriage,
on the
have a baby?
Okay, let's say you're on the right app. Then go for it.
No, I'm kidding when I say that. I love my life. I love my job. I love my family. I love all that stuff. But this is where the call me a pussy and stuff will come in on the text. I'm just going to turn this screen off first.
I'm going to participate.
Where it's like, I get lonely sometimes.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, that's just where, like, the experiencing life. Like, this is fun. This is great. God, I wish somebody's here to do this with. This would be awesome.
Look, I want you to know, as far as I'm concerned, this whole Tinder thing is done.
Okay.
He's getting you married. He's like,
I felt like
it
was the perfect end to the... Because look where we started, you know? You almost got off it. Now you got a date from it. I'm not putting anything like any kind of, you know.
I was going to get off of it because I thought it was scammy. And it was all just the whole platform was just to, oh, you're not getting any likes? Boost yourself for only 14. And I'm like, what?
Get the boost, the Tinder boost.
You weren't getting any likes?
No, I was, but I was very quick to swipe all of them off.
Yep.
See, I've got standards.
That's me. I would think that I would be on
that boy
by
told
myself.
Me my standards were too high, and I'm like, no, they're not.
With the dregs of society hitting on me.
Rather than settling or getting into a situation that you know you don't feel 100% about and down the road will probably not work out, then why waste their time?
Hey, look what happened. Those standards worked out, at least for now.
Yeah. There's only like one major issue, and she won't hear this since she doesn't listen, like one major, major issue.
Oh.
She's a Clemson fan. So, I mean, God.
You know what? That really
That's
could
not
be
a
an
major
issue.
Issue.
I wouldn't. If I were dating, I wouldn't date a Gamecocks fan. There's no way.
Well, we work together. I wouldn't do that anyway.
Hey, we're not allowed to.
It would only be
dudes.
Awkward if she played football.
Oh, my God. It never would be a situation. They would be on different apps completely.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, I'm cool with just, you know, if there's little updates and stuff, I'll drop them in there. But yeah, like the best is just to do it in private, and then
it really is. Happens. I mean, it's gonna work or don't work.
It's better to keep yourself, you know, keep your private life private, so those people trust you.
You know what I'll say to that? What Jeremy Clements responds in a text when he doesn't know what to say? Horny.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.